of fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies. Your love has called my name. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Your love has called my name. And I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And oh, see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise, and our hearts will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of all praise, and our hearts will see how great is our God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I can stand and sing. I am a child of God. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise, and our hearts will sing, how great is our God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We worship you, Lord. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify your holy name. But there's none like you in all the heaven and all the earth. We thank you so much for this day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you, God, that the victory is ours through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for Psalmist Kaylin, who ushered us in so beautifully this morning. Father, we thank you and ask that you bless her day, that you walk with her, keep her in all her ways, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and that heaven smiles upon her. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, who are the founders of this Master's Call. God, we thank you for their diligence. We thank you for their yes. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us all together here for over 10 years, 10 and a half years now. Now, God, you know what Dr. Vanessa stands in need of. Oh, God, let her ear be so attentive to what you say to her. And, God, that you bless her and order her footsteps, God, and continue to be with her family, God, as they continue, God, to get used to the new normal. Father, we thank you for Dr. PK, and we ask, God, that as she goes on to the doctor and does all that needs to be done, God, that she is healed by the blood of Jesus, God, that you're keeping her. Father, we thank you for the dear De Leon family, the founders of this Master's Call. Now, God, we lift and that you continue, God, to bless them with witty ideas, and in the midst of the pandemic, that they still prosper. God, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. You know exactly what we stand in need of, God. So be our guide. Be our protector, Lord. Be that lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Now, God, we lift up the speaker, and we thank you for the word that's going to come forth this morning, that it is already blessed, that this line will go through, that the word will go through with clarity. And, God, that the word, God, is already saturated by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Now, bless the speaker. Whatever their hands touch today, let them prosper therein. Guide their thoughts, I pray. In Jesus' name, we give you the highest praise, which is hallelujah, 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 and amen. Well, it has been a pleasure serving as your greeter this morning. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I love me some you. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, my dear. I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much, Minister Willa. And I thought you was going to break out with a song this morning, but I guess it'll come next time. I hope you have an awesome and an amazing day. And, yes, this will be a day of victory. So, yes, we do have the victory. God bless you. Thank you for serving us as our greeter this morning. And thank you for opening us up with that anointed prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning. To the Master's Call family, I am Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and on behalf of our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome you to the Master's Call. This telecommunications sanctuary started back on October the 25th of 2010, and yes, we are pressing into our 11th year, where lives are enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with the Master on the Master's Call. And this morning, we started our worship off. Minister, Psalmist, Evangelist, Kaylin Lee, thank you so much. Yes, our God, he is awesome. Yes, and we are no longer a slave to fear. So we give God the glory and the praise. And we stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so many new people have joined us, and we are excited to hear all of the new names as you come on in the morning and you say, "Hey, you know, I am so-and-so from wherever I'm from." That is such a blessing. I mean, continue to share the Master's Call. And if you're just joining us for the first time, I want to let you know we do have a website that you can visit, themasterscall.net. And you will see all of our messages are archived on our website. You will see the complete bios for all of our speakers. We're also on day three of our quarterly fast. Day three, and if you don't know anything about it, then you can go to Telegram and search Team Super Fantastic, Or you can reach out to Dr. P.K. Roberts at 586-747-8000. Or either reach out to the person who invited you to this call if you would like to connect to the fast, right? Because some things don't happen unless you fast and pray. And we, in this corporate fast, I mean, we've seen God do some mighty things. Miracles, signs, and wonders are absolutely manifesting. And so you want to be connected if you desire. Our theme for 2021 is God's strategic shifting. Prophetic suddenlies and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. That's Mark 16, verses 15 through 20. And yes, we are believing and standing on that decree and declaration. All right, so you're probably wondering, how did they get started on the call? Well, I'm glad that you asked. So phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life, and after 30, I really say when you're in your 20s, you got to start supplementing your vitamins. And we grew up on Flintstone vitamins in our household. I mean, they started giving it to us as soon as we knew how to chew, and we took those for years. But for 31 years ago, there was a company that was around called Artist Life. And that company, definitely the products are changing lives all over the world. And please get back with the person that invited to you so they can share with you about Artist Life. But if you know anyone who experiences autism, and this is Autism Awareness Month, after this call, on the morning motivational call, the topic will be autism with the Phenomenal Flanagan. You could dial into 712-770-4005. You can use the access code 294-617-POUND. Later on this evening, there will also be a Facebook Live on either Victoria Flanagan or Reggie Flanagan's Facebook page. So you can look there as well. I don't know the time, but like I said, get back with the person who invited you and they will share, or I'll let you know about that a little bit later. But at this time, without further ado, I would like to bring our speaker to the line. She has served so faithfully here on the Master's Call as our prayer general. She is definitely blessed. She is radiant. She is a woman of excellence. She is definitely necessary for this season and this time and for the kingdom. She is dependable. She is our anointed and appointed speaker today. She wears so many hats. She's a daughter. She's a wife. She's a mother. She's a grandmother. She's an evangelist. She's a teacher, a preacher. And I'm telling you, she just serves with the heart of the Lord. And so at this time, without further ado, I hope you have your spiritual seatbelts on and you're ready to receive what thus says the Lord at this time. Minister, evangelist, prophetess Brenda Henry Terrell, are you out there this morning?
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Minister Songbird Tiffany Lauderdale?
Loud and clear, the platform is yours.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that awesome, wonderful, and cordial introduction. I so love and appreciate you. Thank you for being the blessing that you are hosting this awesome call. Thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And I tell you, you came right on through. We have won the victory. I love that tag. And, yes, Psalmist Kaylin definitely set the atmosphere and set the pace for this call. Our youngest psalmist, who has really allowed God to use her, and we thank you so much, Psalmist Kaylin, for being the blessing and allowing God to use you. We have won the victory, and I definitely can't go on without saying thank you, thank you, thank you to our amazing women of God who started this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and with their yes, I'm telling you, God has definitely brought forth blessings on top of blessings on top of blessings in the midst of the Master's call. And I am so thankful that he allowed me to be a part. And thank you for allowing me to share. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we honor you, and I just ask you, Father God, that you have your way in this time and in this season and in this moment. Father God, it's all about you getting the glory. So, Lord God, use this vessel for your glory, and let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, because truly you are my strength, our strength, and my Redeemer, our Redeemer. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, TMC family, I'm going to share with you this morning, I thirst. That's my topic. I thirst. John 4:15, this woman, she was Samaritan. And she replied, "Sir, please give me a drink of that water. Then I won't get thirsty and have to come to this well again." You see, it's evident that when these earthen vessels don't get the water for a certain period of time, they die. One study had concluded that you can't survive more than 8 to 21 days, is according to how your body is, and without food or water. And, of course, water is much more essential to your body than food. So many people are constantly looking around trying to find something, someone, anything to make their life happy and significant. Many are thinking, if I could just wear this type of clothing, then I could be so cool. Others are saying, if I could just have plastic surgery and get this fixed, then life would be grand. And then you have those who are going, if I could just get this job and have this career, I'd be satisfied. I thirst. The pursuit of these things leaves people exhausted and many times disgusted, simply because these things will never, ever really satisfy anybody, no matter how often they try. You know, Psalms 42:2 says, "My soul thirsts for God, for the living God." We have tried and failed so many times in life to fulfill the thirst that was within throughout all generations. Remember when God brought Israel out of Egypt, and the Bible said they did not thirst when he led them through the deserts. He caused the waters to flow from the rock for them. He also split the rock, and the waters gushed out, according to Isaiah 48:21. And, you know, when he provided and he kept them in the desert, he was truly the living waters then. Yet we still rejected God and refused to look to him to meet all our needs and satisfy our lives. We tried to often meet our own needs in our own way. The wells we dug, called, you know, like a career, our method of being successful, having good looks, or just being dapper and having this perfect home and this wonderful car and living in a fine neighborhood, didn't and will never hold the true living water. I thirst. In John 4:13-14, Jesus says, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again." He was talking about that well water. "But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." That's the New Living Translation. Just imagine having that spring of living water bubbling through your bodies and in your spirit, man, each and every day. You see, sin being so addictive only makes us thirstier. If you don't believe that, most people will tell a lie and have to tell another to cover that one. You better know it. People who are addicted to prescription medication, one pill is never enough. And then even we see where people who are addicted to the needles and what have you, how they strive and do anything, they'll steal from their parents in order to get that fix. People who have a problem with anger, they're not going to lash out just once. They're thirsty. Sin creates greater thirst for self-satisfaction. That's how it is with every pursuit outside of Jesus. It will only leave us thirstier than we were before. I thirst. But Jesus offers the living water, the flowing water, that will permanently satisfy our thirst. He told us in Matthew 5 and 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. If anyone feels unsatisfied with their life, they're spiritually thirsty. And the only one who can quench that thirst is Jesus. When the Samaritan woman asked for that special water, it was because Jesus had told her, all those who drink this water again from this well will be thirsty again. We have to repeat that. But whoever drinks the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. It will become in him that spring, that living water. Lord, we thirst. What's keeping us thirsty? Being men pleasers. Our faith, of course, is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Being self-pleasers. I have to purchase this outfit when it's not in the budget. Thirsty. Disobedience. During this fast, I have to eat breakfast when the Spirit directed to do otherwise. Thirsty. Unbelief. Jesus said to cast all our cares, not some, all our cares on him. But many times we don't. Fear puts us in a state of mind to where we can't even trust ourselves, let alone trust anybody else. Fear puts us in a state to believe that nothing is possible with God. Fear puts us in a mode to think that we're all alone, that we have no help. It's a trick of the enemy, and he will cause us to be thirsty. Accommodating the flesh will always keep us thirsty. I'm sure we've all been there. I know I have many, 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 many times. But yet, there are some times or another where we realize that we're getting deeper and deeper in the hole and we're digging holes for ourselves and not truly allowing the living water to take control. Oh, Jesus, we're thirsty. Yet Jesus, with his grace and mercy, will pull us out of that hole, clean us up, and get us back into that state of mind to say, Lo, I'm with you always. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. With his grace and his mercy and his steadfast love, all we need to say is, Lord, help. We thirst. Let's trust Jesus to quench that spiritual thirst, because this is where it really is, okay? Because the flesh has no control. When we allow the flesh to be condemned, to be put under the blood, then we allow the spiritual man to stand tall in Jesus. So Psalms 107:9 says, for he satisfies the longing soul. Yes, he satisfies the longing souls and fills the hungry soul with goodness. What does that look like? Well, during the pandemic, we are spending more time with God and our families. We're not anxious about the changes that have shifted us from a fast-paced lifestyle to a calmer pattern. He's bringing us back into that state of mind to say, Lord, we're living among the living water. The joy of the Lord is truly our strength when we are living with that living water. We meditate on his word day and night, knowing that all is well, regardless of the chaotic situations that may occur around us and even within us. We're speaking life when those around us are doing the opposite. We say, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us shall cease. We are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are more than conquerors. And the sufferings of this world can't be compared to the glory that's instilled in each and every one of us. Lord, we thirst. Living in peace that surpasses all understanding, even when uncertainties occur, that's when we're living with the living water. Being a blessing to those who curses us. Oh, yes, yes. This is another phase. Another stage. Romans 12 and 20 says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Yes, even our enemies, they're thirsty. They're longing for attention. But yet, we give them the living water. We tell them that greater is he that is in us. Jesus is available to all, and he's longing for a relationship with you and you and you and myself. Truly laying everything at Jesus' feet and go to sleep. That's my saying. I tell my children all the time, I told them, I say, you need to get to where I used to do with you guys. I brought you at Jesus' feet, and I went to sleep. And I meant that. I had to learn how to lay them at the feet of Jesus and not worry. Worry will bring us down. Worry is putting us into a thirsty mode. So because he is the I am that Prophet Kai ministered to us about. He's telling us that he is the I am for every given situation we need. Yes, yes, yes. I thirst. We thirst for God to get the glory in all that we say and do because we were bought with a price. We can reflect when Jesus, the living water himself, he was on that cross, and even he was up there and said, I thirst. He had the weight of our sins, our iniquities, our sicknesses on his shoulders. But yet he said, it is finished. He conquered it all with his precious blood. Hallelujah. But not only that, he rose up on that third day morning with all power, not some, all power in his hands. Yes, Psalmist Kaylin. Yes, Minister Willa. Because he lives, we have won the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Revelations 22 and 17 tells us, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Everyone who hears this must also say, come. Come, whoever is thirsty. Accept the water of life as a gift. Whoever wants it, it's available to each and every one of us. Lord, I thirst. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Lord, I thirst. What a powerful message. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for blessing us today with that word straight from the throne room. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for the day. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. God, we thank you. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. You are worthy of our praise, and you are worthy of our worship. And on this day, God, we thank you that we have the victory. We thank you that you are a great God. And we thank you, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a strong mind, God. I thank you for this, the Master's call, and for every single person that is under the sound of my voice, God. I pray that we will continue to thirst for you, God, that we will continue to look for you, to search for you, that we will continue to knock on your door, God, that we will continue to follow the plans and the pathways that you would have for us to go, God. I thank you, God, that you love us and that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. I thank you that we are healed and that we are whole, that we are delivered, that we are set free in the name of Jesus. I thank you that we are covered by the blood and that we are healed by the blood. By your stripes, God, we are healed, God. We are whole, Father, that nothing's broken, God, that everything that we need, you have supplied it according to your riches and glory, God. So we just thank you this day. We thank you for the message that came this morning through your vessel, Minister Brenda. And we ask that you will fill her up right now until she overflows with every single gift that you have for her, God. Your peace, your joy, your love, your hope, God. Your exceeding and abundant blessings, oh God. I just thank you for her. Bless her ministries, her businesses, and her household in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you that we walk in victory. I thank you that you saturate us with your love. And as we go out through this Wednesday, God, I pray that we would know that you are our light. You are the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our pathway. So we thank you, God, for what is to come in this day. When we look and forward to and expect to see miracles, signs, and wonders, and we'll know that that is you. And so we thank you in advance for everything that you've done, for everything that you're doing, and we thank you for what you will do. And these things I decree and declare. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So thank you to each and every single one of you for joining us on the Master's Call. If you would like to hear the replay, please dial 712-432-0075. Oh, no, not 0075, 1085. That is the replay. You can also go to themasterscall.net. If you will be headed over to the morning motivational call, that will be with the Phenomenal Flanagans. The topic is autism. That number to dial into is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Tonight, the artist life Zoom call and Facebook Live will take place at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, no, Mountain Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is tonight if you are not able to join right now. Again, thank you, Ms. Kaylin, for bringing us into praise and worship. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us and also for opening us up in prayer. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for that profound and prophetic word this morning. And it has been a privilege for me to wake up and serve as your host for this morning. May God continue to bless you and keep you as you continue to look towards him. Minister Brenda, can you give us our benediction for this day?
Yes, thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for being such an amazing woman of God. Lord, we hunger and thirst after you. So we thank you, Father God, for filling our cups until it overflows. Yes, Lord, we are seeking your face daily as we receive the living waters that you pour into us. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, that living water. Yes, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever and ever. Amen. Have a glorious and wonderful day. See you tomorrow.